I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We loved our margin of victory. It was a resounding win. I'm so grateful for the president's early and strong support. You know, and the president brought his entire political operation behind us, MAGA Inc., the full operation, and it propelled us to victory.
Yeah, that's Matt Van Epps. He won that special election in Tennessee, but of course, he just eked it out. That's what the Washington Post said. It was barely a win, even though it was 9 points. Josh Krossauer back with us, 97.1 Talk, political insider, the editor-in-chief of the Jewish Insider. You see him on Fox all the time, and he analyzes politics on Fox Radio as well. Josh, how are you this afternoon?
Hey, great to be here once again and after another big election last night.
Well, look, my position is, and you know, I call balls and strikes pretty fairly. I get that there are some warning signs for the Republicans next year. There would be typically, historically anyway. But this race was supposed to be razor, slim. Trump wins 22 points in that particular district. So this guy only wins by 9 points. But I'm seeing in media reports that he barely won. That he, in the Washington Post, it said literally he eked out a victory, Josh. I mean, come on.
Yeah, look, I think there are two things can be true at the same time. I mean, number one, the first election of a midterm when the president's party is up facing is going to face headwinds. It's going to face a challenge, and that's natural. In this specific race, there was a poll that came out showing the Republican only up by 2 points. And I think if you looked at some of the CNN coverage, some of the early night coverage in the mainstream media, there was an expectation that at the very least this was going to be a nail biter. Van Epps ended up winning by 9 points. So look, this is the Tennessee district that Trump won by 22 points. So a 9 point spread is not great. That said, the Democrats ran a pretty left wing candidate who was the AOC of Tennessee.
Right.
Yeah. And that probably caught me. If you look at the district is an interesting amalgamation of Nashville, suburban Nashville, and then some rural counties across the state. The Democrat badly underperformed in the suburban part of the district in Williamson County. And if you look at her left-wing views and you would kind of extrapolate that out to what the midterm map could look like, it's also a warning sign for Democrats.
Yeah,
they
right.
dominate a bunch of Mamdanis and AOCs of Tennessee and Kentucky and all across the country. They're going to be toxic in the summer.
But at
so
the
that's
very
another warning sign.
And I agree. But at the very least, you have to be honest and recognize the difference between whether it was an election 5 weeks ago in November or the presidential election last year. Election on December 2nd is different. It's going to result in a different turnout model. There's no doubt.
Well, and then the other thing to keep in mind is that in this era of Trump, it used to be that the Republican voters would show up, college-educated Republicans, Chamber of Commerce types, would show up at every election. They'd lick their envelopes, they'd send out the voter mail, and they would be the ones who would be the most engaged no matter what time of year it is. In the Trump era, the Trump voters, Republican voters, increasingly only show up for election day, for presidential elections, and also for midterms. There's a higher turnout for midterms as well. That's actually going to be the big X factor. Like, they show up for Trump, but if Trump's not on the ballot, how is that going to play out? A special election, you're going to get the lowest turnout, and that's what we saw decent turnout, but it was lower than you see for a midterm and certainly a presidential.
All right, so much to talk to you about. Let me see if I can get through it all. The Pentagon and the second strike controversy. What do you make of this currently?
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, number one, the White House and the Pentagon had trouble getting their story straight. That was one of the biggest question marks. When Trump first said he didn't know whether there was a second strike, Hegseth was sending out social media posts defending and bragging about the action taken off the coast of Venezuela. It looks like the Post may have kind of jumped ahead a little bit on, in terms of the facts.
A bit, yes.
And that's part of the problem. Like, one of the challenges this administration is having is communicating to the public, like what the mission is about, what the goals are, not just with these. I mean, clearly we're trying to prevent drug traffickers off the coast, but there's just not a lot of transparency throughout these whole operations. So, I mean, I think that's part of the challenge, that when you get a report like the Washington Post, the item in the Post last week, it certainly raised a lot of concern among leading Republican lawmakers. Roger Wicker, head of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Mike Rogers, House Armed Services. These are not people who are, these are red state Republicans.
No, that's true.
Hawks.
Right.
They care about national security, and they were raising red flags. So, I mean, that was what the story not being consistent, transparent, and not getting the information out there was a problem for the White House. Now, Hegseth seems to now say he wasn't aware of the second strike. He didn't know that there were two survivors. If that's the case, then I think some of the more serious allegations, he could be cleared of. But there's still a lot of smoke. There's still a lot of lack of clarity on exactly what Hegseth knew. And you know, he seems to be fingering a lower level person, one of his underlings, one of the admirals, who was the one who actually made the call.
I kind of just want to know the truth. And I don't know if in this era we can determine the truth, which is one of the significant problems with where we are with the media in this country. So on the Let me see if I can shift gears here to some other stuff, because, like I said, there's so much going on. Help me through this one here. This was a tweet last night from Elise Stefanik. Just more lies from the speaker. And true to form, the speaker, Elise Stefanik, is a Republican in New York. And true to form, the speaker texted me yesterday claiming he knew nothing about it. Yeah, right. This is his preferred tactic, to tell members when he gets caught torpedoing the Republican agenda. It wasn't on your radar. This is, let's see, only... What does she say? The only provision is in the bill to root out the deep state rot. She goes on from there. But what the hell is going on? I texted a couple of local members of Congress and said, can't we all get along? And they said, nope, apparently not. So we have more Republican infighting with this?
Well, you got to realize that the relationship between Elise Stefanik and Mike Johnson has been fraught for a while now, and stems from the fact that when she was initially nominated to be Trump's UN ambassador, Mike Johnson wanted her to stick around in the House because he needed every Republican vote, and she played a good soldier and played team ball, and then it turned out she wasn't going to get the job anyway. She didn't get nominated for the position, and I think she feels kind of double crossed by the speaker, and I think that's leading to a lot of the disagreements and the things coming out in public. Usually, these types of disagreements stay behind closed doors. She's making a big deal about about them. She's also running for governor of New York. It's a blue state. I mean, it may not hurt for her politically to have some distance between herself and the House Speaker, but she's in a little bit of a tough situation. She doesn't like the Speaker. She feels like she should be at the UN right now.
Yeah, right. I know there's there's interesting dynamics there.
And she's also, you know, look, I think she saw a big opportunity. And look, she could have a very good opportunity to run for governor against Kathy Hochul, who's quite vulnerable. But Donald Trump sort of pulled the rug out from under her just this past month when Mamdani had that big photo op with Mamdani. And her whole campaign has been running against Mamdani and calling him a jihadist and a socialist. So, I mean, she's had a tough political run of it. I think she's frustrated. And I think a lot of her anger is at the Speaker, who kind of hemmed her along when she wanted to be at the UN and be nominated for that position officially, and then she never got it.
Is Kash Patel in some trouble right now? He has some interesting reporting about what's happening at the FBI. Miranda Devine, who is, again, no lefty columnist, very aggressively reporting this. Kash Patel goes on with Laura Ingraham last night, denies a lot of these things, but there's this report that comes out from folks inside the FBI that, you know, indicate that things are just kind of too kooky and nutty and that he's not doing his job and he's looking out for himself. Now, he denies that. You have insiders who could have political motivations, but what do you make of all that right now? And is he in trouble with Trump?
No, Miranda Devine is not the only column. Like a lot of people who cover the FBI, who report on what goes on in the national security agencies and FBI, you know, had a lot of concerns about Kash Patel even before he was confirmed for that position. And I think you can watch his performance on television and see how he's not quite as poised and professional at times, a little more, you know, lackadaisical, if you will, in some of his, you know, when he gives briefings and when he speaks publicly. And you also have Dan Bongino, who's also been under controversy. He's number two at the FBI. And, you know, this is a lot. This is not your.
I know. Look, I'm not. I wasn't. This is one of the appointments that I was not particularly fond of. And, you know, I want the FBI to do well. But here's what's interesting, and I don't know the answer to this, and I'm confused by it. You probably know this, but, you know, our Attorney General, Andrew Bailey, went to be kind of like third in command at the FBI, but he's never mentioned at all. So I don't know if he's the only guy that's doing work in there, but they never want to mention him at all. And he left here and has just been silent. You know, he was pretty active with the media. I got to know him very well, but nothing from Andrew.
Well, that's probably a good thing when you keep your head down, do the job. But Andrew Bailey is the kind of, has the profile of someone who I think would make a quite competent FBI director.
Exactly.
There's been a lot of whispering in Washington that he would be next in line if Donald Trump decided to replace Kash Patel. Now Trump has defended Patel. There's been no indication that Patel is on his way out the door, but there have been frustration that you hear from pretty high level folks when we do the reporting about what's going on.
Yeah, no, I believe that. I do believe that.
You hear it loud and clear. And I look, I think you can see, I mean, even like the case of the Charlie Kirk assassination when you know, it was the Utah governor who led the press briefing, and Kash Patel wasn't the person in front. I mean, he was there, but he just did not seem quite as prepared and quite as articulate as other officials who were briefing the public. There's a lot of mistakes made in that investigation and some other high-profile cases. The social media use by Patel, where he's released information that was inaccurate and not the kind of what you would expect for a disciplined FBI.
Well, that's why I said, you know, I don't know if you saw this story.
You don't even need to hear them.
Did you see the story on Polymarkets that they did on 60 Minutes the other night?
I did not. I know CNN is now partnering up with Polymarket to do some of their political predictions.
I'm not, you know, I don't like the bias on CNN, but this was an Anderson Cooper story that was really well done. There was no politics. I would watch it. But the reason I bring it up is I texted Fred yesterday, or maybe it was Monday, and I said, I was joking, but maybe I should. I said, I'm going to put a little early money here on some very long odds that Andrew Bailey is going to be the next director of the FBI because of the way things are going. So maybe I need to find a place to place that Polymarket bet. Josh, I hope all is well. You have a great holiday. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.